open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and make it back home.
Wake me up.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, September 14th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is. And it just gets stranger all the time. The truth is stranger than fiction. It really is. And it's interesting, those kind of the uninformed, the uninitiated into what's really happening think that some folks, some of us, so to speak, are paranoid conspiracy lunatics. However, once you start learning, for example, what the United States government and the military industrial intelligence complex is up to, you learn that the real paranoid conspiracy lunatics are actually at the helm of power. I've mentioned it before, but I was recently reviewing Nafiz Ahmed's article last February 1st, 2016, over at Medium, the Insurge Intelligence blog that he has. The article titled, "The Pentagon's Secret Pre-Crime Program to Know Your Thoughts, Predict Your Future. U.S. Military Contractors Are Mining Social Media to Influence Your Cognitive Behavior When You Get Angry at the State." And that's a bizarre article. Again, I mentioned this last year, but this is part of a broader series of topics and subject matter that are very disturbing, or that is, I suppose, very disturbing. You know, just the opening words, the U.S. Department of Defense wants contractors, of course, because that's, you know, contractors are unelected. That's the way you circumvent the Constitution these days. You use contractors for stuff. Then you don't have to worry about a vote on it. All you need is appropriations. But since the military can do so much under classified and clandestine auspices, really it just kind of folds into the broader defense budget. And this really kind of validates the fact, the point that James Madison and others of the Founding Fathers made, that in essence, to paraphrase, eventually a standing army will become a gun barrel pointed at its own people. So the article opens, the U.S. Department of Defense wants contractors to mine your social media posts to develop new ways for the U.S. new ways for the U.S. government to infer what you're really thinking and feeling, and to predict your what you'll do next. The Department of Defense wants to predict what you'll do next, wants to infer what you're thinking and feeling. But it's more than that. Pentagon documents released over the last few months, and again, this was February 2016, identify ongoing classified research in this area that the federal government plans to expand by investing millions more dollars. The unclassified documents, which call on external scientists, institutions, and companies to submit proposals for research projects, not only catalog how far U.S. military capabilities have come, but also reveal the Pentagon's goals, which are what? Building the U.S. intelligence community's capacity to forecast population behavior at home and abroad, especially groups involved in political activism. What do you mean, especially? Those are really the only people worth watching. The rest are just obedient subjects. And it's worse than that. I'm reminded, for example, of Peter Ludlow's op-ed, New York Times op-ed, over at the New York Times, obviously, back in 2013, June 14, 2013. The article was titled "The Real War on Reality." If there's one thing we can take away from the news of recent weeks, it is this: the modern American surveillance state is not really the stuff of paranoid fantasies. It has arrived. Those are his opening words. That's his opening sentence. The revelations about the National Security Agency's PRISM data collection program have raised awareness and understandably concerns and fears among Americans and those abroad about the reach and power of secret intelligence gatherers operating behind the facades of government and business. That's very well said. And this is an age-old plan. It's the Baconian society that will know all and it will see all and be seen by none. It's that concept. It's the Total Information Awareness Project concept. The overlords that operate from the shadows of secrecy. So who are the real paranoid conspiracy lunatics? And what are they so... Yeah, you have to ask at some point. I wouldn't even call it government. This coterie of folks at the helm of these kinds of projects and who launch these kinds of projects, and they tax you and me to build a digital panopticon, essentially, and they conscript us to their evil purposes in various ways, taxes being one. To spy on ourselves. What are they afraid of? You have to ask. If someone is that concerned that they need to predict, they need to mine your social media and whatever else they can get their hands on to predict what you might do. Latent communication among small groups, for example. And you can't tell me it's because of Al-Qaeda. First of all, that's a phony argument from the start. I mean, I mentioned the book recently, Jimmy Dore's video and the Intercept article about the book that proves that Al-Qaeda has tried to surrender the Taliban. And it's a book from the perspective of Afghanis, and the Intercept article that was published last month that I mentioned is that it's titled "The Taliban Tried to Surrender and the U.S. Rebuffed Them. Now Here We Are." Again, that's an article by Ryan Grimm that's based on Anand Gopal's investigative treatment of the Afghanistan war, his book titled "No Good Men Among the Living." No Good Men Among the Living: America, the Taliban, and the War Through Afghan Eyes. And Ryan Grimm's article begins with these words: "Did you know that shortly after the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, the Taliban tried to surrender? For centuries in Afghanistan, when a rival force had come to power, the defeated one would put down their weapons and be integrated into the new power structure, obviously with much less power or none at all. That's how you do with neighbors you have to continue to live with. That's how you do with neighbors that you have to continue to live with. When you're not, as Jimmy Dore pointed out in his video, when you're not running across the, you know, halfway around the world, bombing societies into oblivion and back into the Stone Age, when you're not leveling places and going back home. And by the way, this is a practice that we've gotten into in law enforcement now too, here at home. The predatory policing usually preys outside of its own community, because, you know, then there would be accountability and people would be unhappy. But people seem so anesthetized, so servile, that they don't even care anyway, which is unfortunate. So that's what you do when you have to live with folks. This isn't a football game where the teams go to different cities when it's over. That may be hard for us to remember because the U.S. hasn't fought a protracted war on its own soil since the Civil War. And by the way, we've been in Afghanistan. Speaking of the Civil War, we've been in Afghanistan longer than the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam conflict, etc., all combined. Spent $1 trillion, committed war crimes and other atrocities with things like white phosphorus, for example. It's a crime when everyone else does it, but, you know, it's spreading freedom and democracy when we do it, or when the United States military industrial complex does it. But I digress. So, as Ryan Grimm points out, so when the Taliban came to surrender, the U.S. turned them down repeatedly in a series of arrogant blunders spelled out in Anand Gopal's investigative treatment of the Afghanistan war, No Good Men Among the Living. Only full annihilation was enough for the Bush administration. They wanted more terrorists in body bags, Ryan Grimm writes. The problem was that the Taliban had stopped fighting, having either fled to Pakistan or melted back into civilian life. Al-Qaeda, for its part, was down to a handful of members. But remember, Al-Qaeda, as Robin Cook pointed out in his July 8, 2005 article, the day after the London 7/7 bombings, Al-Qaeda is it's the database, literally the CIA database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters that were recruited in the fight against the Soviets. And remember, we created both sides of that. So getting back to the point, both sides of this conflict are contrived, just like every conflict. There are no real boogeymen. They don't exist. They are created. They're fabricated so that they can be used as the ostensible pretext or justification of this kind of nonsense. And the operative term here that most folks probably are not well acquainted with is astroturfing. What the heck is that? Remember the H.B. Gary story, for example? This New York Times op-ed that I'm talking about has an element of that kind of intrigue involved in it. What is astroturfing? Well, according to the Wikipedia entry, astroturfing is the practice of masking the sponsors of a message or organization, examples, political, advertising, religious, or public relations. Doesn't that sound Bernaysian? Doesn't it sound like intrigue and deception? To make it appear as though it originates from and is supported by a grassroots participant or participants. It is a practice intended to give the state the statements or organizations credibility by withholding information about the source's financial connection. The term astroturfing is derived from astroturf, a brand of synthetic carpeting designed to resemble natural grass, as a play on the words grassroots. No, it's a synthetic counterfeit of a real grassroots outreach or message. The implication behind the use of the term is that there are no true or natural grassroots, but rather fake or artificial support, although some astroturfing operatives defend the practice. This is kind of what we ended yesterday's broadcast on, this kind of a note. The phony organizations that are funded and backed by the Soros, for example, the Soros Open Society Foundations Network. I mean, just the litany of ways that these kinds of organizations are created to subvert and manipulate the American people. Who would do this? And I'm a paranoid conspiracy lunatic. Are you kidding me? For example, in Peter Ludlow's op-ed, New York Times op-ed, The Real War on Reality, here's an excerpt, a relevant excerpt in this context. Team Themis also developed a proposal for the Chamber of Commerce to undermine the credibility of one of its critics, a group called Chamber Watch. The proposal called for first creating a false document, perhaps highlighting periodical financial information, giving it to a progressive group opposing the chamber, and then subsequently exposing the document as a fake to, quote, prove that the U.S. Chamber Watch cannot be trusted with information and or tell the truth. In addition, the group proposed creating a, quote, fake insider persona. You heard about the persona management software the federal government is pursuing to infiltrate Chamber Watch. They would, quote, create two fake insider personas using one as leverage to discredit the other while confirming the legitimacy of the second. The hack also revealed evidence that Team Themis was developing a persona.
A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free...
Welcome back. Getting slightly off topic, but it's important, though. It's interesting. You know, someone like me might be considered, like I said, a paranoid conspiracy lunatic. You honestly think that the federal government and certain people in the federal government and beyond these various extensions of the administrative state want to read your thoughts and control your actions and so forth? Yeah, because why would I believe that? Well, because I believe what they say. I believe what the Pentagon is saying in their what are they called? Not request for proposal, not RFPs, but funding opportunity announcement. Isn't that a cute way to say that? funding opportunity announcement. I believe what they say in the documents that are published. And those documents indicate that, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy to read your mind and control your thoughts and behavior. And sometimes even set you up under contrived and phony circumstances, which is the point that I'm making now. The Real War on Reality, published June 14, 2013, in the New York Times, an op-ed, again, by Peter Ludlow, is a brilliant article. And again, he opens with the words, if there's one thing we can take away from the news of recent weeks, it is this: the modern American surveillance state is not really the stuff of paranoid fantasies. It has arrived. I should read the whole article, but so continuing with the excerpt. The hack also revealed evidence that Team Themis was developing a persona management system, a program developed at the specific request of the United States Air Force that allowed one user to control multiple online identities, sock puppets, parenthetically, quote unquote, for commenting in social media spaces, thus giving the appearance of grassroots support. Remember COINTELPRO? Remember how the Wikipedia entry for COINTELPRO reads like this: COINTELPRO, a portmanteau derived from counterintelligence program, was a series of covert and often illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, aimed at surveilling, infiltrating, discrediting, and disrupting American political organizations. Well, I'm certainly glad that doesn't happen anymore. Oh, except when it does. So persona management, it's much more sophisticated than the FBI's crude methods back when it got caught and exposed originally. But again, the truth is stranger than fiction. So continuing with the excerpt, Peter Ludlow's op-ed, New York Times op-ed. The hack also revealed evidence that Team Themis was developing a persona management system, a program developed at the specific request of the United States Air Force that allowed one user to control multiple online identities, sock puppets, for commenting in social media spaces, thus giving the appearance of grassroots support. The term is astroturfing, a contrived synthetic counterfeit of grassroots network messages. The contract was eventually awarded to another private intelligence firm. This may sound like nothing so much as a Matrix-like fantasy, but it is distinctly real and resembles in some ways the employment of PSYOP, psychological operations, which, as most students of recent American history know, have been part of the nation's military strategy for decades. The military's unconventional warfare training manual defines PSYOPs as, quote, planned. Well, we'll get back to that. I assure you there's a point and a kind of a tie-in to the last, well, to the two calls at the end of yesterday's broadcast in particular. But the concerns that we all face, what is happening in the halls of power, is very disturbing and should cease and desist immediately. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. I don't know about you, but this kind of subject matter is deeply disturbing to me. And it's interesting the kind of role reversal, the kind of psychological manipulation that we suffer in this society. I would be told, for instance, that I am a paranoid conspiracy lunatic for talking about what I'm talking about. By some people, I would be considered that. But you know what? When those same people, if they could really get a hold of, they could really apprehend, so to speak, what is being done, what they are being conscripted to, their own subjugation, I think it would be an entirely different discussion, which gets back to Pirates and Emperors, which we'll get to here in a second. But so the excerpt again, from Peter Ludlow's June 14, 2013, New York Times op-ed titled "The Real War on Reality." And again, he opens with the words, "If there's one thing we can take away from the news of recent weeks, these are Edward Snowden's revelations, for example, and as he mentions, NSA's PRISM data collection program, among others. Remember that when that bunker in Utah didn't exist, and that was a subject of paranoid conspiracy lunatics, except all of a sudden it went mainstream, and guess what? It's real. A bunker that consumes enough water and power for a small city every day. But I digress. So, if there's one thing we can take away from the news of recent weeks, it is this. The modern American surveillance state is not really the stuff of paranoid fantasies. It has arrived. And Peter Ludlow proves it. So the excerpt that I'm giving you is part of that proof. And just to continue, speaking of the astroturfing, which is the counterfeiting of grassroots efforts, synthetic counterfeit of grassroots, hence the term astroturf. Just to kind of reiterate, the hack also revealed evidence that Team Themis was developing a persona management system, a program developed at the specific request of the United States Air Force that allowed one user to control multiple online identities, sock puppets, for commenting in social media spaces, thus giving the appearance of grassroots support. The contract was eventually awarded to another private intelligence firm. So it's continued, obviously. This may sound like nothing so much as a Matrix-like fantasy, but it is distinctly real and resembles in some ways the employment of PSYOPs, psychological operations, which, as most students of recent American history know, have been part of the nation's military strategy for decades. The military's unconventional warfare training manual defines PSYOPs as, quote, planned operations to convey selected information and indicators to foreign audiences to influence their emotions, motives, objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of foreign governments, organizations, groups, and individuals. In other words, it is sometimes more effective to deceive a population into a false reality than it is to impose its will with force or conventional weapons. So not only do we have hard power, soft power, smart power, but we have deception as a means of projecting a false reality upon a populace. Continuing, of course, this could also apply to one's own population if you chose to view it as an enemy whose motives, reasoning, and behavior needed to be controlled. But thank goodness that doesn't happen here. Oh, but wait, we'll get back to that in a second. PSYOPs need not be conducted by nation states. They can be undertaken by anyone with the capabilities and the incentive to conduct them. And in the case of private intelligence contractors, there are both incentives, billions of dollars in contracts, and capabilities. End of the excerpt. So back to that little note. I mentioned astroturfing. What about that little note? Of course, this could also apply to one's own population if you chose to view it as an enemy, quote unquote, whose, quote, motives, reasoning, and behavior, end quote, needed to be controlled. Oh, yeah, but Chris, you know, that's like paranoid conspiracy talk. I mean, come on, you know, put on your tinfoil hat, right? Well, you know how John in Tennessee is always talking about the Smith-Mundt Act and how it effectively now sanctions propaganda targeting the American people. And it further, because of not so long ago reworking, I think 2013, beginning in 2013, the appropriations fund propaganda that targets the American people. In other words, you are being conscripted to the funding of your own propaganda, your own deception, the misleading of you. Oh, yeah, but that's paranoid conspiracy talk. Okay. Well, to validate John's point, here is a Wikipedia entry. It's Wikipedia. It's pedestrian, whitewashed, diluted information. The reality is much worse, but here's what Wikipedia says for Operation Earnest Voice. Operation Earnest Voice is an astroturfing campaign by the U.S. government. The aim of the initiative is to use sock puppets to spread pro-American propaganda on social networking sites based outside of the U.S. Oh, but see, that's not targeting us. But wait, there's more. The campaign is operated by the United States Military Central Command, CENTCOM. According to CENTCOM, the U.S.-based Facebook and Twitter networks are not targeted by the program because U.S. laws prohibit U.S. state agencies from spreading propaganda among U.S. citizens, according to the Smith-Mundt Act, Smith-Mundt Modernization Act 2012, except it was. So listen. Listen to these words carefully. According to CENTCOM, U.S.-based Facebook and Twitter networks are not targeted by the program. Not targeted. Because U.S. laws prohibit U.S. state agencies from spreading propaganda, but not a degree of separation, not the private contractors, right? Which is one of the reasons that contractors get used. Plausible deniability, no accountability, no oversight, those kinds of things. But I digress. So U.S. laws prohibit U.S. state agencies from spreading propaganda among U.S. citizens, as according to the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. Oh, but wait. However, according to the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, dissemination of foreign propaganda to domestic audiences is expressly allowed over the internet, including social media networks. Oh, well then, there's really no point in mentioning that it's not allowed, is there? Remember when the CIA was busted for this back in the 70s and Director William Colby himself explained how extensively the CIA's involvement in these practices was? Well, yeah, you know, I mean, we're kind of targeting these foreign audiences, but, you know, you can't really kind of – can't restrict that just to the foreign audiences. There's some leakage, and the American people are sort of propagandized too. But what do you do? Because, you know, we have the wire services and so forth, and all of these stories get picked up and circulated around the world. What do you do? Same point is made here in this Operation Earnest Voice Wikipedia entry. Isaac R. Porch, a researcher at the RAND Corporation, claims it would not be easy to exclude U.S. audiences when dealing with internet communications. Do you think? This is what's happening. The ostensible excuse being we're targeting foreign audiences. Oops, there's some leakage. The American people are propagandized. And there's this it's a complicated interwoven network, and who knows who sees what. I mean, there's no way we can control all of that. So you essentially become a victim at some level of the propaganda you've been conscripted to produce. Isn't that fun? How wonderful. So this is what the U.S. government and CENTCOM are up to. But I'm a paranoid conspiracy lunatic. I don't think so. I'm just reading what's publicly disclosed. The truth is far worse. I think it's interesting in Peter Ludlow's op-ed that he mentions Plato's Allegory of the Cave. It's brilliant. In one of the most referenced allegories in the Western intellectual tradition, Plato describes a group of individuals shackled inside a cave with a fire behind them. They're able to see only shadows cast upon a wall by the people walking behind them. They mistake shadows for reality. Sock puppets aren't real, people. To see things as they truly are, they need to be unshackled and make their way outside the cave. Reporting on the world as it truly is outside the cave is one of the foundational duties of philosophers. By the way, those philosophers are usually killed Plato points out, when they come back in and tell their fellow slaves shackled to the wall, hey guys, the sock puppets aren't real. Sock puppets. Can you imagine? This kind of Machiavellian intrigue and deception is the fundamental essence of this coterie of power these days. These people just drunk on power. I mentioned it yesterday from the book about Dresser Industries, Initiative and Energy by Darwin Payne. The Skull and Bones connection, and Skull and Bones is just the Jolly Roger. They're Ivy League pirates. And the evidence that piracy has gone mainstream is all around us. Some of it is here, what I'm talking about. As Peter Ludlow points out, after the allegory of the cave, in a more contemporary sense, we should also think of the efforts to operate in total secrecy and engage in the creation of false impressions and realities as a problem area in epistemology, the branch of philosophy concerned with the nature of knowledge. And philosophers interested in optimizing our knowledge should consider such surveillance and deception not just fodder for the next Matrix movie, but as real sort of epistemic warfare. I leave it to you to examine the article I published. I posted the article link in the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. I'll leave it at this. Peter Ludlow writes, to get some perspective on the manipulative role that private intelligence agencies play in our societies, that by extension through the Department of Defense. There's no defense about it. It's all offense. To get some perspective on the manipulative role that private intelligence agencies play in our society, it is worth examining information that has been revealed by some significant hacks in the past few years of previously secret data. So I read part of the information that he refers to, but I leave it to you to examine the rest of the article. It's just unbelievable. The intrigue and deception. So, I suppose I'll finish with this. The end of the article. These words. Given the scope and content, you'll have to read to understand the full context here, but given the scope and content of what Hammond's hacks exposed, his supporters agree that what he did was right. In their view, the private intelligence industry is effectively engaged in psyops against the American public, engaging in, quote, planned operations to convey selected information to us to influence our emotions, motives, objective reasoning, and ultimately our behavior. Or as a philosopher might put it, they are engaged in epistemic warfare. The Greek word deployed by Plato in the cave, aletheia, is typically translated as truth, but it is more aptly translated as disclosure or uncovering. Remember the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. It's not shall not lie. Shall not bear false witness. Intrigue and deception. Machiavellian intrigue and deception is just that. The Greek word deployed by Plato in the cave, aletheia, is typically translated as truth, but is more aptly translated as disclosure or uncovering, literally, the state of not being hidden. Martin Heidegger, in an essay on the allegory of the cave, suggested that the process of uncovering was actually a precondition for having truth. Consider these words in this post-truth era. It would then follow that the goal of the truth seeker is to help people in this disclosure. It is to defeat the illusory representations that prevent us from seeing the world the way it is. There is no propositional truth to be had until this first task is complete. This is the key to understanding why hackers like Jeremy Hammond are held in such high regard by their supporters. They aren't just fellow activists or fellow hackers. They are defending us from epistemic attack. Their actions help lift the hood that is periodically pulled over our eyes to blind us from the truth. A brilliant article by, brilliant op-ed by Peter Ludlow in the New York Times back in 2013. I posted a link to it in the Road Warrior Radio chat area at roadwarriorradiochattango.com. I strongly encourage you to read the article and share it far and wide. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother
sit me right down and he'd talk to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother,
welcome back.
If you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my...
On a segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, and hopefully this makes sense. This is all getting back to yesterday's kind of the end and tying all of that together, yesterday's broadcast. And the point here is that this astroturfing is a real concern. It is kind of an extension of the COINTELPRO initiative, so to speak. I would say COINTELPRO is sort of emblematic of these efforts, this thing called astroturfing. And you know, there are events. Things are getting crazier all the time. Events I'll talk about in the second hour that kind of lend themselves to this controversial discussion. I realize it's controversial. But I'm not quite sure how to phrase this. I don't want to offend anyone. I really don't, but I do want to raise awareness. This week is the 16th anniversary, if we can call it that, of the events of September 11, 2001. Caitlin Johnstone's article, September 10th, titled "Never Forget, the U.S. Government Has a Known History of Using False Flags," is very insightful. There is a history, even today. Of manipulating folks, using false flag events. I'll talk more about this when we come back. Hopefully it will make sense to you like it makes sense to me. That's the end of the first hour. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.